This is Love Liverpool Week
with Pete Price.
City Talk 105.9.
Well, it's a funny old day because 1 minute it's sunny, next minute it's raining. Just, we're going along the front at Park Gate, which gets very, very, very busy. All these little shops here on my right-hand side used to sell the shrimps, but the shrimp industry now has changed completely. And there's an interesting house on the corner, which now is a house, but that used to be a butcher's and its own abattoir at the back. It actually was licensed. Lots of restaurants down here. Mr. Chow's, one of the first Chinese restaurants on the Wirral. The Marsh Cat. It's just, and what's great as well, they've kept it, there's a building here which is all, it's one house, but they've built it in separate stages to actually give the impression of the old cottages. Now, in the middle of the road, there's a house, and it's been hit about 7 times by cars. It's a fascinating house that is in the middle of the road. If you come to Parkgate, you'll have a look at it and see. Somebody's just bought it again. People get fed up of the cars hitting it. They've now got posts around it. And looking right down the Wirral, and in the distance, you can see West Kirby and Caldy. So we're going down the left-hand side of the Wirral and leaving Park Gate, going towards Heswell. Now, Paul McCartney's father, when Jim was alive, and Ange McCartney, of course, who does our radio programme in the early hours of Tuesday morning, Ange used to live here with Jim before Jim passed away. Paul has kept the house. It's called Rembrandt's, and he's kept the house because, well, he doesn't need the money, so he might as well. So I'm going to go back down the back streets through Heswell. For many years, the Wirral was underpriced on properties. It was ridiculous. Caldy in particular, where we're going to go, where Rafa Benitez has bought a house for, I think, $3.5 million. It was always underpriced. It was always cheap. And now it's caught up. And people realise how desirable it is. We're now crossing the Wirral Way. Wherever you go in the peninsula, where the railway line from Chester to West Kirby was, that is now the walkway. We're now not far from a big paintball centre where they do all that fun and games, which is, and also a lot of horse riding and show jumping around this particular area. Heswell is a great town, same as West Kirby now and Hoylake, awash with wine bars and restaurants, and so many people come over for an evening meal and maybe a drink and just to see the sunset. One of the greatest places to see the sunset is down at Red Rocks, and people come to photograph it and have done for many, many years. What also is nice about the Wirral is if you just drive off the beaten track, just jump in your car or on a bike or go for a walk and just drive off the beaten track. I keep saying it over and over again, you really can't get lost. You will always finish up back by the motorway or the main road which runs right round the Wirral, which we're once again hitting again. Now when we leave Heswell, we'll be going over to Caldy and then to West Kirby. Thurstison is where we had a wonderful Halloween night a few years ago before we discovered Farmageddon. And they are in full operation again. Thurstison Hill, the views are spectacular. If you come to the Wirral, you should always bring a camera because the views are just mind-blowing. They're just beautiful. And wherever you look, if I look to my right-hand side now, I actually can see over to Liverpool. You can always see the cathedral. Well, we've stopped and we're in Lower Heswell, and I'm amazed how quiet it is because on my right-hand side is Paul McCartney's father's house. Jim McCartney used to live there. It's painted, decorated and kept in prime condition all the time. And it's amazing to see that it's there. Especially as there's no Japanese here, because we have lots and lots of Japanese people that just come over just so they can say they've been to Paul McCartney's dad's house. And Paul does stay here occasionally. What he used to do when Linda was alive, he used to leave his Rolls Royce in his garage, get his Land Rover and then go up to the Mullah Kintyre. The reason I know that is because his housekeeper is a friend of mine. And he just sort of looks after the house and keeps the property in order. And Paul just comes just every so often just to think about Jim. We're now in Lower Heswall. Heswall itself is a very busy place. So Lower Heswall is a great way of getting round. And down, if you go down from Lower Heswall, there's an amazing experience on the beach. What it is it's called Sheldrakes, and it's now owned by a Greek lady. And she's done really, really well because it looks like you're on your holidays. So you can have lunch down there. They do a great carvery on a Sunday, but the kids can play on the beach. And there's a great story about a young man, bless him, who wanted to have a little bit of fun with his girlfriend. So he took his dad's Range Rover on the beach to have a bit of jiggity-pokery. What he didn't realise that the tide was coming in, and he got stuck in his dad's Range Rover. He then called a mate of his up. The mate of his arrived in his dad's Range Rover and realised there was a problem, so went to a nearby sailing club and borrowed the tractor. What he didn't realise that the tractor was attached to a boat. So as he took the tractor out, the boat was being dragged into the tide. Eventually, the police were called and they lost the Range Rover, the tractor and the boat. And I don't think he had his little bit of nookie. So I always think about that story when I'm sitting in Sheldrakes. We're now leaving Lower Heswall and we're going up to the Heswall Bens. A very poignant place for me, as if you've read the book, a friend of mine was killed in a car crash here many years ago. It was the first person who was extremely close to me that I lost. The Heswell Bends, they just drove too fast, but the Heswell Bends lead to Thurstison Hill and then Caldy Hill and then West Kirby, and you can go on Grange Hill there and go across the three hills. Once again, as I keep repeating, you can't get lost because we're now back on the main road and going towards Caldy. Caldy is without a doubt the most desirable place to live now. And the property is just mind-blowing. The views from the Heswell Bends, you look to the right and you see Liverpool, you can see our tower, the radio station, you can see the cathedrals. You look to the left, you have a stunning view of Wales and going down towards West Kirby. When I lived in West Kirby with my mum, with her little shop, there was a chippy, that was it. Now we have a deluge of restaurants and bars. And of course, when the Open was on, we saw West Kirby in full flow and it was just beautiful. Now the views are of the Irish Sea. You can see the River Mersey and you can see the River Dee. And in front of me, Thurstison Hill, Thurstison Village, which is beautiful. Over to the right, Crosby. And on a very clear day, you can actually see Blackpool Tower and parts of the Lake District. If you've never been to the Wirral, you should come and look at it. We're looking at Liverpool and beyond today. Chester, North Wales, Southport. I think a lot of us take for granted where we live. I think a lot of us don't realise how beautiful, and we don't explore. It's a bit like people that live in London. They don't go and see Buckingham Palace. They don't go and see the museums. And by the way, talking about museums, there are two art galleries over here, one in Birkenhead and one in Ellesmere Port Village. And the one in Ellesmere Port Village has got some magnificent pieces of art. And apparently Andrew Lloyd Webber comes up here on a regular basis just to sit and enjoy the art. The village itself was, of course, Port Sunlight on the Sunlight Soap. And the village is built, that's a piece of art in itself. Each house is individually designed and styled, built round the village hall and the village green and the bowling green, and that is worth seeing. Once again, wherever you go, we see the Wirral walkway again. And now we're right onto Thurstison Hill. When I was a little boy, the cottage loaf was just a little house, and we always said what a nice restaurant that would make, and my word, didn't it turn out well. Coming towards Caldy now, we've got on our right hand side Caldy Rugby Club, and that's where they hold the Sevens, the Caldy Sevens, seven-a-side, which is a big national rugby tournament now, which people come from all over the country, and happens in May. And of course West Kirby has the West Kirby Lake. Now on the lake there is windsurfing. It has become once again a major player in the World Games for windsurfing. In front of me now, Caldy, set in trees, a huge green belt that runs all the way through the Wirral. And of course West Kirby Village, the original West Kirby Village, they've just restored the original fishing cottages, because of course West Kirby was a fishing village, and the little cottages, and they went fishing. They've now restored the houses. I see there's a beer festival on the Caldy, which they've now become very traditional with. If I went off to my right, I would then move towards Frankby. Frankby has Frankby Park. We've got Greasby, Upton. But straight ahead is the Wirral, way to the lake at West Kirby. Now we're in the heart of Caldy. And this is, it's like Bel Air, it's like Hollywood, it's like Gattaca, it's beautiful. It's like Walton. Cilla Black had a house here. Jerry Marsden had a house here. Rafa Benitez lives here. Ian Rush has got a beautiful house here. And of course, Caldy Golf Club is one of the most exclusive golf clubs in this country. Very, very difficult to get into. Very hard to play and very popular.
This is Love Liverpool Week with Pete Price.
City Talk 105.9.
We're not far from West Kirby now. I want to remind you that if you ever come over to Hillbury, please, whatever you do, find out about the tides first, because you could get killed. It is extremely dangerous. And always bring some sun cream, because you have to put lots of sun cream on. It is a real sun trap. And when you take your picnic, be very careful where you leave your food. There are goats, wild goats, on Hillbury Island that will eat anything, from food to bins to your blankets to your shoes and anything else they can get their hands on. There's a house over on my left-hand side which is based on a threepenny bit. Has got eight corners to it, and that's just the little terraced house. Then the big house is just, oh, it's just wild, really is most unusual. This is now Caldy Village, which is very picturesque, and they used to have Caldy Heart Hospital here, where my mum was taken to when she was very poorly. But this is a real old-fashioned little village. I'm going to take a little detour now, because one of my favourite views of all time to look over the lake is up this road. This unbelievable house on the left-hand side, which has not long been built by somebody who sadly passed away, is the house that Rafa Benitez has bought, which has a ballroom in it, has a swimming pool in it, two swimming pools, I think, an outdoor and indoor. Coming to the bend on the road, if you look over to your left-hand side, is my favourite view of West Kirby. The only thing is, a bit built up. No, can't say a thing. All the trees have grown. Great. I have to go and wreck somebody's house. Climb in, have a look. There's Rafi's house. And there's the servants' quarters. I love it. Always amazes me in these places where there was never any land anywhere, but now all of a sudden land appears from everywhere. I'm just on a little pilgrimage now. I had two lovely friends. Sadly, one of them has passed away and they've just sold their property. So I'm just going to go for the very, very last time to have a look, to say goodbye, because the views are spectacular from up here. We're actually out the car now, and we're on on Caldy Hill, and this is right on the corner. The views now of, look at that, Hillbury Island. The views of Hillbury Island over to Wales is just, and the tide is out, which is great. Look over now, you can see Rhyl round the corner. We couldn't have picked a better day. I couldn't have picked a better day to go. It just is lovely. And I'm at Dennis's and Heather's house, and I've had some very, very happy times here. But to see this now, the tide is out. You can see Hoyle Bank. Hoyle Bank is at the back of Hilbury Island. On Hoyle Bank, there are, I don't know if you can see them, Jay, but there's just a black line where that is. They are seals. There's about 400 seals there. Wow. Right. See the straight ahead, the piece of where the sun's shining on the piece of yellow sand?
Yeah.
See a black line on the edge? They're the seals. And if you sail out there or go to Hilbury Island and the tide comes in, you'll actually see them bobbing up and down in the water. Looking down now on West Kirby Lake, and over there we can see Anglesey right over and the Snowdon Range. It is just stunning. If you've never been over here, jump the train to West Kirby from Liverpool, walk round the lake, because you can walk around the lake, watch all the windsurfers, come down and get an ice cream, come and have lunch, and just come and enjoy this amazing place.
This is Love Liverpool Week.
Call now and tell us why you love Liverpool.
0151 708 1059.
Love Liverpool Week with Pete Price. City Talk 105.9.